Vic and Bebe McElroy are excited that it's finally April. The couple are both in their 60s and Houma natives. Bebe's mostly retired, so she's got time to set her special crab traps off the couple's dock.
We have orange polka dots on ours.
Vic wants to be outside as much as he can too, even though he's still working. He gets their boat, Fish Dancer, ready to launch. How often do you go out in your boat?
As often as possible, and about a third as much as you would like me to go.
The couple lives year-round in Cocodrie, a tiny town at the southern tip of Terrebonne Parish. Their house is on 20-foot-high stilts for storm and flood protection. It sits next to Bayou Little Caillou, which leads straight out to the Gulf of Mexico. It's the 21st century, so getting out on the water means switching on the GPS screen to access maps.
Left side we have GPS and radar. Right now we have it on GPS.
Vic steers the boat to a navigation channel made by the Army Corps of Engineers. His GPS clearly shows the boat traveling up a sliver of water with land on either side. But when you look up from the screen, the old form of navigation, you can see the channel is 10 times wider than it used to be.
See where we're at right now? Look all the land that used to be right here. That's all gone. All of this. Everything you see right here is gone.
Vic's GPS map is about a decade old. He hasn't bothered to update it because there's not much land to navigate. It's mostly open water.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
The trout island's gone completely now. Look, it's no longer there. The trout island is completely gone. Remember right by the beacon?
Every year when we come out at the beginning of the season like this, we see something like that. It's gone. It's just gone.
Vic's got a second, more useful digital screen on his boat. It tells him where the fish are and how far below sea level that missing island is.
So when my depth finder starts flashing and stops sending me information, I know I'm getting in shallow water.
It makes me nervous.
Shallow water that sometimes has gotten his boat stuck. Vic says for navigators who don't know Bayou Little Caillou, it's easy to run aground on storm debris and submerged marsh and mud. He says the local sheriff's water patrol is pretty active on any given weekend. The Louisiana Sportsman Show is in full gear at a massive convention center near Baton Rouge. Thousands of locals are checking out kiosks packed with the latest vehicles, hunting knives, fishing poles, and charter trips. This is Glenn Scher's 29th Sportsman Show.
You got a question, sir?
His booth features a banner with his company's name, standard mapping, a couple of GPS devices displaying coastal maps, and a cooler full of Coors Light.
My title is just a map maker. I'm the map man.
Scher creates digital maps mainly for fishermen. He uses images gathered from aircrafts. He constantly makes new maps, especially after major storms that alter the landscape.
Yeah, I feel pressure because, I mean, that's my business. I mean, that's, you know, in one way, I got to throw a lot of old maps away. On the other hand, it affords me the ability to stay in business.
Wetlands loss has created some real problems for Scher, too. Customers want accuracy, especially if they aren't as familiar with the area they're fishing in.
I think there's nothing more disconcerting than to be driving down in your boat, whether looking at a hard copy map or a GPS, and show you're on land when you know you're in the middle of a bayou. Maps are supposed to be able to get you around and with accuracy, and if it's showing you on land, it's obviously that product's not accurate.
Scher says what he puts on maps can get personal. People are attached to childhood wetland landmarks.
Because your grandpa fished in a certain redfish pond and y'all call it Gramps Pond doesn't mean that the rest of the world understands that. And if you name that pond something else, it can cause a little tension once in a while.
Saltwater intrusion and subsidence can make those local names irrelevant. When land disappears, lakes and ponds become bays, and from there, it's all just open water. Back in Terrebonne Parish, Vic McElroy steers his boat through increasingly rough waters. Vic's navigating Bay St. Helene. That's what the GPS says, and that bay has gotten bigger, like a black hole swallowing stars. It overtakes smaller waterways that have lost their wetland perimeters. At the current rate, Bay St. Helene won't be on future GPS maps either.
Other than these two little spits of land right here, these two little small islands left right there, there's nothing between us and the Gulf.
Soon, it'll all just be Gulf, it seems. Vic says back at his house, he's got a complete set of printed maps of Terrebonne Parish. He dusts them off as a reminder of all the islands and bays he knew as a younger man. And as more and more land washes away, it seems like maps of this area, of any kind, won't be needed anymore. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.